You're listening to SBS News.
The World Anti-Doping Agency's decision to reinstate Russia after an almost three-year suspension has divided sporting communities around the globe. Russia was suspended in November 2015 after it was revealed there was a government-backed scheme of doping and cover-ups helping Russian athletes win Olympic medals. The World Agency's decision has been widely criticised since Russia has not met key conditions for reinstatement by WADA. United States Anti-Doping Agency CEO Travis Tygart says the World Agency's integrity now lies in tatters.
It's a catastrophic blow both to clean athletes and those who value fair play around the world, but more importantly to the World Anti-Doping Agency and its credibility. And it really sets a clear line and a decision to be made of what type of global regulator do we want? One that truly has the backs of clean athletes, or one that is going to be in the hands of a few IOC sport administrators and be the puppet of those IOC administrators?
Nine members in WADA's 12-person executive committee voted for the reinstatement, despite the Russian anti-doping agency never admitting state involvement or giving investors access to samples held at its discredited Moscow laboratory. The revelations came to light after the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, and that suspension prevented 43 Russian athletes from competing in the Pyeongchang Olympics earlier this year. Dr. Grigory Rodchinkov, the whistleblower laboratory chief who helped expose the doping, has branded the decision as the greatest treachery against clean athletes in Olympic history. Russian National Anti-Doping Agency head Yuri Garnas says while more work needs to be done to secure the reinstatement, it's a positive sign for suspended track and field athletes, weightlifters and Paralympians.
Facing such a crazy amount of criticism, we need to understand what are the reasons and background for it. And one of the reasons is us and the path that we have gone through in the last 3 years. But we have to move forward.
The International Olympic Committee's report revealed systematic manipulation of Russia's anti-doping program. But Russian politician and former biathlete Svetlana Sorova questions whether WADA undertook its due diligence.
Was this manipulation or was it a joint conspiracy? How could Russia have done this without WADA's knowledge? At the Sochi Olympics, why didn't WADA install any CCTV cameras to monitor testing? We are talking about joint responsibility here. This is not the work of the state.
The International Association of Athletics Federations has come out strongly against the decision, with Commission Chair Iñaki Gomez telling the BBC it will review Russia's status at its council meeting in December.
To say that I'm disappointed is probably an understatement. I'm not surprised with the decision. I think it was fairly clear where the decision would end up. But I think as an athlete and as an advocate for clean sport, I was hopeful that they would listen to the athletes, and obviously they have not.
But Russian athletes, including Olympic champion Sergei Chepekov, are welcoming the reinstatement, saying mistakes have been made in the past, but Russian sport is now clean.
Конечно, есть, да, у нас такой...
We had a bad image already, but I think we should look forward, move on, combat doping for these doping scandals to never happen again. We are for clean sport, for our children to exercise actively, as you see here in the Lazatina Sports Center, be healthy, and for high-end athletes to win fairly.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.